Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Rufor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Chulin Chof Dalad. The Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Gimel Mabez, the Mishnah brings down the halacha of Parah and Egla Rufa, Parah Adum and Egla Rufa, and the Mishnah says that Kasher BeParah, Pasal BeEgla, Kasher BeEgla, Pasal BeParah. The Brice of the Gemara explains that we mean to say that a para has a hechsher of shchita, a egla rufa has a hechsher of arifa, and para adum is dafk with shchita, you can't do arifa, and egla rufa is dafk with arifa, and not with shchita. And the Gemara goes on to Dan, exactly why is it like this? Why can we make kal v'chomer? For sure, if a para is kosher b'shchita, for sure it should be kosher b'arifa, all the way around. Tosfos, the Damascus para, Tosfos as a similar question to the Gemara. He asked, the same way the Gemara is baking these kal v'chomers, why don't we say that a oif, the halacha is, when you makrev a oif, the halacha is you makrev it with malika. So the chayr, why don't we make a kal v'chomer? The madoch of behema. That's not kosher. Bibalika is kosher with shchita, for sure, oif. That's kosher bibalika, for sure be kosher with shchita. So Taisa says that the man, the Yalef, Rav Shnai Ma'alacha, if we learn out the din of two simonim, that you have to cut Rav of two simonim, but Shchita is learned that from Malacha, but Shvi Sinai, Ein Don and Kalvachayber, Binyan Ab Ma'alacha. Because the Tanan Ben Nasi brings the Mishnah Nasir, that the Halacha is you can't learn out a Kalvachayber from Malacha. And since when we're going to learn out the din Shchita by Oy from Behema, it's going to be Nichlal on that, the din, you're going to have to do the Hechsher of Shchita like a Behema. Dai Lovim and Adin Liyas Kedidin. So the Yafusa of Shchita is going to be nichlal on that the din Shchita of Rav Shnayim. And Rav Shnayim is not a din that's referred in the Torah, it's a din that's learned from Halacha Mishmi Sinai. So therefore says Taisus, that's the reason why I can't make a Kal V'chomer from Behema to Oif, and I can't be Machsher Oif, that Krav of a Karbon Oif, Aydei Shchita. So the Marsha over here on Taisus asked that L'chayra, Im Kain, what is the Gemara? The Gemara itself, L'chayra, we should have the same Teretz. The Gemara wants to learn out from Parah Adumah to Egla Rufa, that just like Parah Adumah has a Din Shchita, Egla Rufa also has a Din Shchita. Now why don't we say the same thing, that the Din Shchita Parah has a Din Rav Shnayim, and the Din Rav Shnayim, we're going to learn out to Egla Rufa, we're learning out, making Kavachayim from Halacha. So it says to Marsha that, no, since Seif Dover Egla, the Egla is a Behemah, and the Egla has a din, if you shecht it for Bechulin, it has a din, Shchita of Rav Shnayim. So now that we're going to learn out from Parah Adumah that the Hechshar Akrav of the Parah Adumah is with Shchita, who had din the Egla Rufa has a din Shchita, the din Rav, we don't learn, it's not going to be, we won't look at it that we're learning out the din Rav Shnayim. Since we have the din Rav Shnayim, a behema, every behema Shchita is Rav Shnayim, and the Egla Rufa Be'etzim also has a din Rav Shnayim in its Shchita, we're just learning out that the Hechshar Akrav is B'Shchita. Mashegin Ha'oif, that doesn't have the din of Rav Shnayim, Bechalal. The din Shchita, even when you shecht oif, either the man Amar holds Bechalal in Shchita oif ben Atayra, that you don't have to have Shchita, or even the man Amar yeh Shchita oif ben Atayra, that Hechsher is besimet echod. So we're making a new Yalfusa of a Shchita b'shtei simonim, that's what Taisa says it remains a Kavachayim me'alach. Now yesh lodun, on the whole Marsha's Kasha from Egla Rufa, that Lachayra did Yushalmi in Saita, in Perek Tes at Alacha Hey, that says that the din of Egla Rufa, that were Irif, you have to cut the simonim. So Imkein L'chayra could be that in Egla Rufa, even though it's Barifa, but there was already a din of simonim set, there was a din of simonim, is a din that you have to go and be Irif the simonim. Now we're just learning out that instead of being Irif the simonim, you have to be Shech the simonim. It could be B'chlal, it's not going to be the Schadish of the Kavachayba, that the Gemara is Kavachayba, but the Gemara wants to be Machshah, the Egla Rufa, B'shchita, it's B'chlal, that could be the Schadish of the Kavachayba, or did Simonim. But if you look at the Teis HaRosh, and further on in the Besechta, Daf Pei Beis, it's before over there, that he holds, that there's no Did Simonim by Egla Rufa. He speaks out over there, that Egla Rufa is different, doesn't have it, B'chlal, din, they have to cut the Simonim, and Reb Chaim Oizer, Echele Gimel, that Sibirat Aleph also says that for the fact that he says he's Betaba the Rambam, it's a first Yushalmi, the Balvi does is that the first, but why did the Rambam bring down this din of Yushalmi? And L'chayr, maybe it would be seen from the Rambam, that the Rambam maybe doesn't hold of this halacha, it's the Rosh, the first doesn't hold of it, so it could be that the Marsha assumed also like this Teis HaRosh, and maybe the Shita Rambam, that there's no Ditzibadi Bechal and Egal Rufa, but maybe that's why the Barashat Akasha, the same Svar that Tesis has, why you can't learn out Shchita to Oif, you shouldn't be able to learn out Shchita to Egal Rufa. Tzarechin. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, how do we know that Parah Duma is a did dafka b'shchita? Why can't I learn out a Kalv Chayber from Egla Rufa, the Ba Egla Rufa that doesn't have a Hechsha Shchita, still Kasha Ba Rifa for sure, Parah Duma, which has a Hechsha Shchita for sure, be Kasha Ba Rifa? And Gemara answers, the Teretz is, but it says, Chuka, Abakra v'shachat v'chuka, and b'shchita Ba Rifa loy, that Chuka is mashmali kuva, and therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it's dafka b'shchita. So Taisvis, the Rebasal Abar, Taisvis speaks out, B'sheber Bedutam, that the Mechubar of the Gemara here doesn't mean just from the word Chukah itself. What the Mechubar of this Gemara is, the Gemara is saying Chukah because it's a Gzeirah Shava, it's a Gzeirah Shava that it's Mechal avoided from Shtu'i Yayin. And then he says, just like, and he brings a raya, he says, the Gemara Daf Yechesed Bet Alf is discussing whether or not a Kohen that doesn't do, that doesn't, that Mechadish Yod of Araglov, he doesn't, is not Reichitz Yod of Araglov, what's the deal with his avodah? And the Gemara over this on the Yechesed says, and Yechesed Zvachim says that that the halacha is its puzzle, and Gemara says why? Because since it says chukah by the deal of Rechitzis Yedayim Raglaim, and it says chukah by Shtuya Yayin, just like Shtuya Yayin, we know it's Bechal Avodah. Over here it's also Bechal Avodah. Says Tosis, why did the Gemara need to make Gzeir Shava? Why didn't the Gemara learn out that it must be it's Bechal Avodah, it's Ma'akiv from the fact that it says chukah in the parsha of Rechitzis Yedayim Raglaim alone? Why does it need a Gzeir Shava? Elamai says Taisis must be that Chukah alone is not Mashvali Kuva, and therefore Taisis comes along and says that the Bechuvin of Er Gemara, even though the Gemara is not Mashvali this way, but you have to learn up in Er Gemara, that the Gemara means to say that since it says Chukah, we can learn out a Gzeir Shava from Chila, from Shtuya Yayin, that it's Ma'akif. The Rabban over here brings down this Shita Rabbeinu Tam. And he argues, he says that the Rabbeinu Tam Pshat, he says, Loi Dork, he says that first he asks for the Gemara Bedachas Yotess. So the Gemara Bedachas Yotess has a Havabino that any time it says in the Torah Chukah and Torah together, then it's Ba'akif. If it only says Chukah, it only says Torah, then it wouldn't be Ba'akif. Only if it says both. The Gemara of the Maskara is Chayzer, like it says in Er Gemara, that as long as it says Chukah, just Chukah alone, it's also enough Ba'akif. As the Rabban, that L'chayra, how could there be, the fear of it a tablet, the reason why it's Ba'akif is only because of the Gzeirah Shava. What's the difference if it says Chukah and Torah, just Chukah alone? From the fact that the Gemara has a need to say Chukah and Torah, that the Gemara goes on and says Chukah alone, must be that it's just the words itself that are mashma, that it's Ba'akim. If it has something to do with the Gzeirah Shava, then of course Chukah, the fact says Chukah is enough to make Gzeirah Shava. Why would it have to say Chukah and Torah? And then the Rabban goes on and asks another question that the Chayra of the Gemara by us goes on and discusses that Nisa whether when it says Chukah, could a Kavu Chayra come Ba'afukin? He says, that's very good if the Shaila is that the Mashmois of the Lashon Chukah will be Mashmoy Kuva. So then we can have a Kalvo Chaymer that even though the Pashas Mashmois of Chukah would be Mashmoy one way, Kalvo Chaymer would be Mitzi, that's a nice of the Asuga, could a Kalvo Chaymer be Mitzi for the Mashmois of Chukah. But if you're a bit of tab, that's a Xerah Shava, that we're learning at Xerah Shava, a Kalvo Chaymer can't be Mitzi from Xerah Shava. So what's the nice of the Asuga, whether or not a Kalvo Chaymer could be Mitzi for the Lashon Chukah? Elamai says the Ramban must be that Chukah alone is a mashmois that it's ma'akif. So now, it says the Rabban, we're back with Rabbi Tam's kasha from the Gemara and Zvachim Yerches. The Gemara is before that, even though it says chukah by the parish of Richet Yedayim Raglaim, from Kiddush Yedayim Raglaim, it says chukah. And Afal Pikein, we need Xer Shava. Why can't we learn that from chukah alone? So Rabban brings down a shamati. He says he heard a pshat, brings it from Rabbeinu Natur Achmana, from his Rebbe. The Rabban writes that there would be a svar to say that maybe the ikuva by loy rochet yedayim raglayim by someone that's not bekadosh yod of a ragl of a kohen that does avodah without kiddush yedayim raglayim would not be that the korban's nifsal, there would be a chil avodah. It would just be it's ma'akiv in the kaparas hakarban and the bailam wouldn't be yitza the chayva in the kaparas hakarban. That would be the ikuv that would be over here in the rochet yedayim raglayim. Not that it would be ma'akiv in the kufa avodah to pass the avodah. So even though Chukah's mashma ma'akev, says the Rabban, shame is Rebbe, that's only to be ma'akev the kapara. But who said it's going to be ma'akev in the hechshar or karbiv? And that we need a new gzeir shava day that it's ma'akev in the kufa karbiv that's bechalal the kufa avoida and makes a soul in the avoida. Then the Rabban goes on and he says his own teretz. He says that in a chanami chukah is always mashmal akiv, but that's only if the din hamia is beforeish in the Torah. Then we can say that din is ma'akiv. Says the Rabban, the din of rochet yidayim v'raglayim is just the din that the Torah said that the kehanim should go be rochet yidayim v'raglayim. It never said that when you do rochet yidayim v'raglayim, then you could go ahead and do avodah. And then we would say chukah says that it's ma'akiv the avodah. The Torah was never toilu the hechsher avodah in the Rochet Yidayim Raglayim. It just says that when you're going to do Avodah, what you should do is, you should go, there's a mitzvah on Kayanim, to go be Rochet Yidayim Raglayim. And Meil says, Rabban, therefore, even though it says Chukah there, we have no right to say that Ma'akiv and Avodah, because the Torah never established that the Rochet Yidayim Raglayim has something to do with the Hechshar Avodah. Mashiach over here, in the Hechshar Apar and the Sias Apar, the Torah established that it's Shechita. They have to do Shechita. And it says in the Pasuk Chukah, so then it's going to be Ma'akiv and the Hechshar Akravas Aparah. The paradum is going to be nifsal. If it doesn't have a shchita, if you do a rifa, it'll be nifsal. That's what it did chuk over here from the mashmois alone is ma'akif. The Mishnah goes on and the Mishnah says kasher b'kayhanim, pasah b'leviim, kasher b'leviim, pasah b'kayhanim. And the Bryce explains what is this, what is the Mishnah referring to? Bryce explains that the psul that we have by kayhanim is mumin, and that's dafka b'kayhanim, and a levi that's about mum is kasher, and the psul that we have by the leviim is a psul of shanim. And that psul of shanim is only by the VM. By kehanim, we don't have this psul of shanim. So the Mishnah over here is establishing the din, the psul of shanim by the VM. Psul of shanim by the VM pashas from 30. That from the pasuk before that from 30 to 50, the halacha is that you don't do any more avodah. And the brisa of the gemara over here brings that the pasuk says when chamishim shana yoshuv, he goes back, he doesn't do avodah anymore. L'madnu shel VM shashanim paisel behem. We learn that Leviim have a psul of shanim. Now Rashi, ala Torah, over there on that pasuk in Bamidbar and Baloischa and Perik Ches, pasuk Chafhei, where the pasuk writes, we ben chamishim shana yoshev mitzvah avoido v'lo yavid oid. He doesn't do more avoido. Rashi explains, what does it mean v'lo yavid oid? Avoido is master b'kosev, but it says that he doesn't do any more avoido. It's referring to the avoido is master b'kosev. Avo choyzer ulan ila sha'orim. He's allowed to go back to ila sha'orim. Ula shir. Litan Agolis, he's allowed to go back for the Ilah Sharm, for the Shir, but Litan Agolis. Bezeo v'sheres es echov imachoy kitarguman. That's what it means, v'sheres es echov. The next pasuk says, v'sheres es echov, Rashi says, and it means, doesn't mean that he's going to serve his brothers, it means he's going to serve with his brothers, that he's going to have still, there is some avayas that he can still do, which Rashi explains means in the Ilah Sharm, the Shir, v'litan Agolis. Now the Ramban, over there, on that pasuk, the Rabban brings Rashi, and he writes that Rashi added to the Sifri, Rashi's really bringing it beside the Sifri, but Rashi says the Rabban, all the Sifri writes is Ne'ilah Sharim, Belitain, V'Avoidas B'nei Gershon, doesn't speak out, which that's Rashi learned, that means Litain Agolis, he doesn't, the Sifri does not speak out Shir. And therefore the Rabban argues on Rashi, and he says that L'Olam, the Kehanim, that are over 50, apostles Shir. And he says, and he asks on Rashi, if it's true that Rashi's saying that their kosher for Avodah is after 50, and the Chayr Huadin, the Rabban's assuming before Shloishim, that the Psul Shonim, that you need to be Dafka from 30 to 50, is only a Psul for Dafka Avodah's Masa, but for everything else, including Shir, the halacha is that your kosher, says the Rabban, it came, why would the Leviim, this man, only from 30, why they count them only from 30 to 50? 30 to 50 is one small prat, the masa, they couldn't carry. They couldn't carry the Mishkan. But all other Avodas, the halacha was that they were kosher. So why would the Torah only count them from 30 to 50? And he says, not only that, that's only by B'nai Kos, by B'nai Gershon, B'nai Marori, that didn't have Avodas masa. All they did was put their stuff on their golas, they had wagons. Only Kahas was because of Yisau. They had the Kliya Mishkan, they had to do it because of it. But the B'nai Marori and B'nai Gershon, they carried on a goal, so then they were kosher for everything. There's no difference, the fee says the Ramban, between 20, 30, and 50. Why wouldn't they be counted? Why would they be counted after 30 to 50? So says the Ramban, Elamai, the pshat is, because this psul is not dafka for masa, it's a psul also for shir. And says the Ramban, the reason for this is, even though the Chayra, the Ramban understands that Yisoid HaPsul, why Dafka other Avodah is the kosher for, and Dafka Masa the puzzle for, is because Masa was a hard Avodah, and that's only right for people from 30 to 50. Abba Pekin, the Rabban, explains that since Shir is the main Avodah, the Ikra Avodah Shalavim, and we'd only let people say Shir if they're kosher, they have a kashrus of Levim Chol Avodasam. If a Levi can't do all the Avodahs that the Levim do, then he's not kosher for Shir. And therefore, the Rabban explains that's why the halacha is that a Levi was only kosher from Shir from 30 to 50, but since he wasn't able to do Masa, therefore they weren't mad at him to do Shir. The Avodahs of Shir is only kosher when you're able to do Masa, when you're able to do all the other Avodahs. And since from under 30 and over 50, they didn't have the Hekshah to do Masa, therefore they didn't do Shir. So therefore the Ikra Avodahs HaLevim was his Kaim only from 30 to 50. And then he says, that's all good, Ibrei Kof. And he says that Huadin, B'nei Gershon, B'nei Merari, also, they only allowed them to say Shir from 30 to 50. That it shouldn't be that B'nei Kos are worse off than B'nei Gershon and Merari, and therefore the Hechsher Shir of a Levi for all the three Mishpachas, Kahas, Gershon and Merari, were all only from 30 to 50, and that's why the Levim were only Nimna from 30 to 50. And the Rabban goes on to ask another Kasha. He asks from Ar-Gemara further on, the Amud, the Gemara says that this halacha of the Levim Kapasel is only in the Mishkan, Yachal Af B'Shilei Beis Elam Kein. I would think that this halacha is also B'Shilei Beis Elam. Tavaleber Avoid Avoidas Avoidah of Avoidas Masel. That the Loyamarti Elo B'Zman Sh'Avoidah B'Kosif. So says the Rabban, that the Gemara is learning from this pasuk of Lavid Avodas Avodah Avodas Masa, that the minyan Alevim from 30 to 50 was Lavid Avodas Avodah Avodas Masa, that's Dafka for Avodah B'Kosev. Says the Rabban, what does it mean Lavid Avodas Avodah? He says, if you look in Rashi, Ala Torah, Rashi earlier on over there in Perek Dalet in Pasuk Mem Zayin, Rashi explains, it means Avodah that's for a different Avodah, which means it did Shir Al Karban. So the pasuk is beforeish over here that the minyan and the gemara over here is bringing this lagabi the pasuk of shanim that's only for b'masa b'kasev, and the pasuk over there clearly speaks out lavad avodas avoda, which means the avoda of shir, like Rashi over there explains. So the chayyur says there about it beforeish in the gemara that there's a pasuk that the minyan of 30 to 50 is not only for avodas masa, it's huad din avodas hashir. Avol Pekin, the Rabban learns up in this Gemara, that only the Yisoid of the Pasuk of Shir is not Be'etzem. There's no reason why a Levi Be'etzem should be Pasuk of Shir when he's over 50 or less than 30. The only reason is because since he's Pasuk for Masa, and therefore we don't allow Levi to do the Avodas Hashir, which is the Ikra Avodas Halevim, when he's Pasuk for one of the other Avodas, which is in this case Avodas Masa, therefore he's Pasuk for Shir also when he's over 50 or under 30. Now if you look at the Mizrahi over there under Rashi, because of Yashav Rashi, the Rabban asked on Rashi, if it's true that the soul is only the Gabi Avedis Masa for all other Avedis is kosher, so why would the Levim Nimna from Lam to Nun? And why the Gabi, and he asked also by the Merari and Gershon, why would they also Nimna from Lam to Nun if they're kosher? The only difference is that B'nai Kos had a soul for Masa, that they were only kosher of a Masa from Lamed to Nun. So the Mizrahi answers that in a Chanami, the minion of Lamed to Nun is not coming to tell me the minion for Dafka, for the Pasos. The minion of Lamed to Nun is not coming to tell me Dafka, the minion, when they're kosher Lavaido. In a Chanami, it could be their kosher from Lavaido long before and long after. The shear of Lamed to Nun is when it's Muta on the Levium, when they're Mechuyif to come and do the Avodas HaLevium. That's what the shear of Lamed to Nun is. And Chanami, after Nun, the Aloch is going to be Pasal for Masa, you're going to be Pasal, the B'nai Kos are going to be Pasal for Masa. But he says, all the Levium is a shear of Lamed to Nun, that's there when the Zman, that's Muta on them, to go ahead and do the Avodah, before that and after that. In Chanami, they're Kosher for Shear, and they're Kosher for a lot of other Avodas. But Afal Pekin, that they're not mechuyev, that's not muto on them to go ahead and do it. And the Mizrahi then goes on to ask on Rashi that L'chayra, the Lashon HaGemara will be very shver. And Rashi, the Gemara over here discusses, what's the halacha b'shila yubeis elamim? Tablai v'lava avodas avodah avodas masel. Le'amarti el v'zman sh'avodah b'kosev. I only said this pasul when the time when there's avodah b'kosev. As the Mizrahi, the Fi Rashi, the whole soul is only in Avodah B'Kosev. The whole din of Pasas of Shonim by the VM is only in the din of Avodah Bekasif. Im Kain asks the Mizrahi, we will be there having you know that there should be a Pasas of Shile Beis Elamim. And what does the Gemara mean that the psul is only written the time when there's Avodah Bekasif? The Gemara should say, Leamarti, Ella b'avodah b'kasif. If there's a havamina, the mar means to say there will be a havamina that you puzzle a shara avodas, and it's coming to say only for avodah b'kasif it's kosher. So the lashon of Gemara Shavili, Amarti Ella kisha avodah b'kasif. So the Mizrahi says either we could say that there will be a havamina since masa was the hardest avodah during the zman of Mishkan, and that they were puzzle for. Maybe we would puzzle them in the Beis Hamikdash also for the hardest avodah. The avodas of hayoseh kaved would also be puzzle. Where he says, Iname and Achanami, Rashi held that there's a machlaikis, this Gemara, this drush over here, doesn't stim with the Sefri Rashi's bringing. It'll be a machlaikis. The Sefri that Rashi's bringing is before that he's kosher for other Avaidas. And that's why after he's 50, he's still kosher for other Avaidas. Mashenkin, this Gemara will be mavor, that in the Mishkan, you're puzzle all Avaidas. And that's why there has to be a special pasuk to say that, basically, law men, when there's no kosev, there's no Avaidah b'kosev, it's not bisman shavaidah b'kosev, you're kosher for other Avaidas. And the Maral over there in Gur Aryeh, he's not happy b'chlal with the Mizrahi's Bahalach. He says, why should it be like that? If the Aloch is a Be'emes Kasha, why should the Chiyah be Dafka from Lamatunun? And he goes out and he says that the Rabban assumed that the Aloch is the same way the Kasha after Nun Lufi Rashi, who had in the Kasha La'achim Kaidim Lamed. He says, why? He doesn't understand why the Rabban learned that way. In a chanami, there's this man of Lamed. The Lamed tells me that the Torah said that this man of Leviim are only nimna from Lamed. From Lamed and on. Before Lamed, you puzzle for all Avaidus. That it says that there's a special din, like afternoon, the Pasuk says, that there's a hechsher that once you're 50 years old, you lose your hechsher for Masa. Hamir, you remain with certain avodas that you can do. But before Lamed, says the Maral, it's poshit that you're going to be possible for all avodas. Now, it seems for the Maral, he holds that the fizes, but Yashav, the Rabban's kasha, it's still a little shver. Why is there a shir adnun? In a chanami, we're only nimne from Lamed, we understand, because he's learning up in Rashi that before Lamed, you're possible for all avodas. But why would there be a minion only till noon? That kasha l'chayr still remains, and it seems from the Maral he holds that he answered the Rabban's kasha on Rashi. There's another aura on the Goraya, because the Mizrahi Teich Dvarav, when he comes and he said his halacha, he says that he comes and he's bedayik this halacha that there's no psul. He says if you look at the Gemara comes along and establishes that there's a psul shana b'leviv. And it says the Braisa ahead, you know it. If he should never be ben chamishim shana yoshuv. Mitzvah Avodah. He brings a pasuk over here about Leitzchel that from 50 years and up, you can't do any more Avodah. Ask the Mizrahi, why does it bring that pasuk? It should just bring the fact that they counted from 30 to 50. Must be, says the Mizrahi, for the fact that the pasuk brought this pasuk and didn't bring the pasuk of 30 to 50, that the whole paslos is only learned down from this pasuk. It's only a special din in this pasuk from 50 and on that you pasul from Asa. So the Baral seems to hold it that you could learn out from the Ramban also, that you could learn out from Lamed and Nun, and the Chayr, the Mizrahi's Tain, the Chayr is a strong Tain, unless we say that the Gemara, the Bryce just brought the Pasuk, it's more beforeish, in the Chanami, could have brought the other Pasuk. So it comes out so far that we have three Shitas in the Inyan. We have Shitas Haramban, that the Ramban holds, that there's a Psul for Shir, both before Lamed, and after Nun, there's a Pasuk for Shir, other Avaydas are Kosher. There's a pasuk for Shir from Lamed, and the Hechsher of from Lamed to Nun is for Shir and for Masa, for B'nai Kos. Now we have a Shitas HaMizrahi that there's no pasuk B'chlal, only for Masa, Mizrahi and Shitas Rashi, that the pasuk is only for Masa, and therefore anything from before Lamed and after Nun is only a pasuk of Masa, everything else the Kosher for Shir, the Kosher. And then we have the Shitas HaMaral and Rashi, that before Nun, for everything you pasuk. And it comes out that Maral is more machmer than even the Rabban. Before Lamed, everything's possible. Even other avodas are possible before Lamed. The hechsher of Nun and on, that he's learning like the Mizrahi, that's only gonna be Lagabi Maso and not Lagabi other things. Now the Chasam Sefer comes and asks a kasha. He asks, but L'chayra, How could we have a tzad that is a psul for kohanim before lamid? The Gemara by us makes a drush to say that the psul shanim is only said by levim and not by kohanim. Ask the Ramban that if we turn over to Amud Beis, the Gemara over here brings a pasuk before the Mishnah Amud Beis that there would be a tzad to say that that a katan is kosher la'avoida, and there's a special gzeris ha'kosev ish bizarachol deiroisav to tell me that a katan is pasul la'avoida. Ask some sefer, why do I need a special pasuk that a katan is pasul la'avoida? Elamite, mucha from that pasuk, that more than a katan, a gadol, is kosher, if there would be a pasuk, koydim lamid, l'chayra, that you wouldn't need any more the pasuk of koydim, the pasuk labutei katan. So if you look at all the ha'aris from Rav Yashiv, he says that L'chayr can answer this kasha very simply, that the Gemara is before that the whole pasas of Shanim only is at the Bishkan, not in the Beis Elamim. So therefore, it would be negeh, the Eidech Hanami, that we need to do drasha of a psul katan, even though maybe the Olam Kehanim a pasal of Kehanim Lamed. We could have a habit of Kehanim a pasal of Kehanim Lamed. The reason why I need a new pasal to pasal katan is because the psul Lamed is only in the Mishkan. It's not in Shilei Beis Elamim. In Shilei Beis Elamim, then it will be negeh, where then Kehanim Lamed will be kosher. Then I'll need to have a pasal Lebutei Katan. So if you look at the Besha Chochba, he discusses a different kasha. He discusses that L'chayra, he brings a kasha to the Peres Yetzif, Vayas, and Agreis, Chedusha Ma'aseh, L'chsam Sefer discusses it. That L'chayra, how could there be a Havabita that Kehadim have a Psul Shadim? L'chayra, Aaron HaKayin, it's the first of the Torah that he did Avoida, and Aaron HaKayin was way over 80 years old. He was over 80 when he did Avoida. So how could there be a tzad that there should be a psul shanim by kohanim? L'chayr, it's before the pasuk in a lot of places that Aaron HaKohen did avoida, and Aaron HaKohen was more than 50 years old. So the Bet Shachachma answers, and he says that the whole tzad, the pasuk kohanim la'avoida, he says, L'chayr, even by the Levim, the psul shanim wasn't for everything, it was only for Masa, and the Rabban Shita is also for Shir, and therefore says the Bet Shachachma, there would be no tzad to pasuk the kohanim for other avodas. Zohar, it's a strong, he doesn't speak it as a kasha, but Zohar is strong aura. How can we have a tzad to pass the kohanim? The whole, even Levim are kosher. The kasha for other avodas. They're kasha to do other avodas. They'll feed them around, we can say, hum, before 30, they're pasul lagamri. They can't do anything. But if we assume like the pashas, even in Shitas Haramban, hum, miya, lagabi, other avodas, the halacha is that they're kosher. So, bechatesi to pass the kohanim. The kohanim aren't doing masa. They're not doing shir, so how will we pasul kohanim? So says the Besha Chochba, that the answer to this is that in a chanami, we're not coming to pasul avoid of kohanim. We're coming to pasul the din that there's a kohanim blowing with chatzitzris, the parish of the Torah of kohanim blowing with chatzitzris, and that doim yodelavim that are doing shir, since it's a pasul for shir, like the Rabban learns, the din of from lamed to nun means that before lamed and after nun, you're pasul for shir, and therefore there would be a havamina that the kohanim would also be pasul of shir b'chatzitzris. In a chanami, we don't start to pass them the avodas hakarbonas. And in a chanami, Aaron HaKohen maybe only did the avodas hakarbonas. The chatzitzris, he didn't blow. Moshe Rabbeinu blew the chatzitzris in Aaron HaKohen's time. The whole tzad says the Besh Chochma is only to pass for chatzitzris. And the Fizel be answered the Chassam Sefer's kasha also. That the reason why I need to have a psul of katan is because katan is coming to pass the avoda. In a chanami, there's no tzad to pasul kohanim la'avoida, and therefore, even though this, we need a special pasul to pasul katan, we can still have a havamina that kohanim lamed is a psul l'gabi chatzitzris. But if you look at the Besha Chochma, he says that this, that I'm saying this pshat, could go with Rashi also. He's b'chadish, that the Rashi also, he wants to say that Rashi also learns, like Shitas HaRamban. Rashi that comes along and says that the kosher l'shir, says the Besha Chochma, is only talking about shira b'peh, not shira b'kli. In a chanami, Shira Bakli agrees to the Ramban as a psul of Shira. And he brings the pasuk that the Ramban really uses to ask on Rashi, at the end of the Ramban, Ramban brings psukim in Divrei Yomim that says that they counted the Levim from 30 years and up. And it says, Me'ilu natseach amleches beis Hashem, v'arbas ha'alofim ahalim Hashem ba'kelim asher asisa v'halol. He's bedayik, the Besha Chochma, that the minion of Shleishim there was for people that did Shira Bakelim. Shir b'peh, that's where Rashi's b'achshir, but the ikar shira b'kli, that's where there's a din, in the chanami Rashi agrees to Ramban, and that's the having to learn at the kohanim, is only on that, on the shira b'kli of the chatzitzris. On the etzem psul of the Lamata B'Shleishim, the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam brings down that a Ben Levi is not to be Nichas HaZor LaAvodasah until he learns 5 years. And that's why the Rambam says, that's why it says one place 25, and one place says 30. Hakeitzah Chavish HaTabit. Then the Rambam goes on and he brings down another Halacha. Ve'enay Nichnas HaAvodat Sheyagdav Yiyah Ish, Shedemar Ish Ish HaAvodasah. Mashmah the Rambam that the psul of a he brings a pasuk that a katan is pasul avoda when you're ish, once you're ish, the chayav pashas ish means when you're 13, then already the halacha is yikasher for avodas halavim. So the kesavishta already asked the Rambam that the Rambam is mamish says himself from one line to the next. His first said that you need to be 25 and 30, you need to start learning from 25 and then be ben shleishim shana, and then he brings out halacha that tzachakol you have to be a gadol. How do the two things go together? So Kesavisha says three mahalachim that answer the Rambam. First mahalach is that this that says the halacha that you only from 30 years and up is dafka b'shir. And he says shir is a chachma g'dayla, it's yicholibet ha-muzika, it's a very big chachma, you have to learn well. Then the halacha is that we only let him do it when he's 30 years old. Masha'enke and other avodas, shayirim, closing kafis losses, other avodas that the Levim did, that l'aylam could be done as long as he's a gadol, he's katan, he's pasul, and that's the Rambam bringing that he's, when he's a gadol, he's kosher. Then he brings another teretz, similar to this, which is third teretz, he says that it's only by masa, this psul of, is only a pasul for masa, which is pashas shitas rashi, that the din shloishim is only pasul for masa, for other things you're kosher, that's a mizrahi learned in shitas rashi, that the psul is only for masa, and that's what the Rambam means. That of course, you need to be a gadol. For other avodas, you need to be a gadol. That's what the Rambam says. You need to do 25 and 30 years. That's only for avodas hamasa. Then the Kesef Mishnah, this middle teretz, he says, "V'dayik in the lashon Rambam." The Rambam, when he brings down the halacha of Chavish Shadim, where over there he brings the pesukim that you have to be 25 and 30. The Rambam's lashon is, "Ein ben Levi nichlas azara la avodasoy for his avoda." Which says the Kesef Mishnah means that the avoda miyuchadoy, that it should be oivid bekvias and get a special job. They should give him a job that you have to be already 34. Masha in Cain, the Rambam, when he speaks about the hechsher, that's if once in a while a person wants to come in, a lady wants to come in, maybe someone's sick and he wasn't able to make it, and he's going to come and take him over. And then he could come in, then there's halacha hamia, he has to be a gadol. He can't go in lavoid unless he's a gadol. But to get a kvodik a job, to give a miyuchadik a job, that the Rambam then says to Kesef Mishnah, then you need to be ben shloisha. And the Rambam in halacha ches goes on, and the Rambam says, that it says in the Torah, v'ver chamishim shara yashu b'tzva avoida, that's only b'zman, sh'yinaisim v'mikdash v'makul v'makim, it's only when they carry the mikdash v'makul v'makim, in a mitzvah neheges adoris. And he says, "Adoris in a levi nifsa b'sharam levi mumen ela b'kol." So the Rishash is ma'ir that the Rambam seems to be saying that it says in the pasuk v'ver chamishim shana yashav mitzva avoda. That's not said only in the mishkan, not by the mikdash, only when they used to carry the mishkan. The Rishash is ma'ir on the Rambam that the Rambam would be mashmah at the din that you can't do pachas mishloishim. That maybe would apply even here. And he asks on the Rambam that the Chayra, the Gemara, is mashpah not like this. Gemara, Akapadam Rashi, is the Chayra Mavor not like this. But the Gemara over there on Amid Beis brings down Halacha, that Me'emesai Kosher La'avoida, when a Kaihanim Kosher La'avoida, the Gemara says, Mishiyavi Shtei Cyrus, and Rebbe argues, Rebbe says, Achihei Ben Esrim, and the Gemara says, how does Rebbe know that there's a Din of Ben Esrim? So the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Ezra, Vayamidu Salavim, Ben Esrim Shadav Al-Malo, Natseach, Amlachas Beis Hashem. And the Gemara asks that what's the right for this pasuk of a high krab alaviyim ksiv, and Rashi explains what's the Gemara's kasha alaviyim ksiv. The Amran Bahu the Einif Solon Elo Bikol. It's Mashman Rashi that there's no psul bechlal of shanim by Leviim. Akapadim in the Beis Elamim, the pasus of Leviim is only bekoil. And therefore, the Rishash is ba'ir the Chayyim. The Rambam will be Mashman not like that. Yesh Ayn on his diik, but the Rambam goes further, and the Rambam says that Ein Halevi that the psul is only doesn't have in a halevi nifsa b'shanim. It's mashmah there's no psul shanim b'chlal. Tzarchiyin, but chayyur the feet of Kesef Mishnah's pshat that the whole psul of kaidim shloishim is only the gabe maso. Him came the chayyur that's pashat that the rishash is or on the Rambam is not true. It can't be the whole psul is only the maso. So it's pashat when there's no more maso, the halacha is going to be that you're going to be kosher kaidim shloisha bolso tzarechian. Now, in this, what the Rabbim speaks out, that the halacha of this tit of layavid oid is not gesed l'doiris. A Rambam discusses this already in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a Shoyer Shlishi, where he's masik on the Bahag for counting layavid oid as one of the mitzvahs in the minyan HaMitzvahs. Because he says it's not noig l'doiris, it's only noig in the midbar. So the Ramban, and his asagus over there on the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban argues, and he says, that's not true. It's noig any time that there's any tzair for the Leviyim to carry b'kosef. The halacha is, there's a din that you have to be dafka from shloishim and chamishim, and there's a din of layavid oid, and someone that's over 50 and does avoid is over the isra of layavid oid. And he says, even though the Gemara says that dafka is man shemasa b'kosef, so the Ramban is mazbra, pi his shita over here, but we just spoke earlier ala teira, That it says it's only b'kosef does not mean dafka b'kosef. Who did b'shir? Since there's a psul kosef, is who did shir. So it says the Rabban, that the Ergamara comes along and says that the psul is only b'zman shavayda b'kosef, it's referring to the psul shir. The psul shir that's there, which the Rabban was mazber in Al Taira, that you said what a pasul the shir is, because anyone that's kosher the shir is kosher ol avayda, so then it's only when they did masa b'kvias. Mashiach, once they came to a time where they weren't Kaseder carrying the Mishkan, in Hanami there could be from time to time a mikra that they had to carry the Orain, they had to carry something. Afal Pikain says to Ramban, that's not a reason to pass on the Shir. Then we could pass on the Shir because it's kosher for all the normal avodas that a Levi did every day. And the Ramban over here in Sefer Mitzvah Ram says it a little differently. He says that with the reason why we pass on the Shir is because we're worried that he might come to carry the Orain. So therefore says the Ramban, calls man that is not as man on the Siyas HaOrin. It's not normally carrying the Orin. Even though the Oilam, it could be possible such a thing, it could come up a situation where they needed to carry the Orin. Says the Ramban, Afal Pikain, they didn't pass on the Shir. And he says, clear, it's before that there's a din Masa of the Orin. He says, the Gemara said to Daflam, and hey, he says that David, when he carried his Orin, he didn't carry it b'kosif. There was a tithe on him that he didn't carry it b'kosif, and then it says in Dibrei Yomim that the second time when he did do it, he put it on the kosif alavim. So you see clearly that the Oilam, that there is a din Masa of the alavim, and he brings that David HaMelech counted alavim, and then Shleishim Shad of Abala, before the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore says the Ramban that it's beforeish that the oilam it's kayim the oilam this halacha this mitzvah, but any time it's a din nesia when the levim had a carry, the halacha would be that they would have to be from shlishim v'chabishim. And therefore he argues in the Rambam and he's machriya like the Bahag that this mitzvah is kayim l'doris. Now he speaks out that it's possible. The reason why the Rambam didn't hold of this halacha is because the Rambam shita is that the people after they already finished with the Mishkan, the people that are carried the Orin with the Koyanim. And he holds that it's a mitzvah on Koyanim. And the Rambam, mitzvah Shloshim Arba, the Rabban brings it, says that the mitzvah that was Belavim was only Lishah, but the Oilam at the end, the mitzvah was B'Koyanim. So therefore says the Rambam, since maybe that's the Pshah on the Rambam, maybe the reason why the Rambam holds that it's Batal is because Enoch Hanavi was still going to have to carry the Orin. But that's going to become bottle that the shear of Shloshim V'chamishim is bottle because the Kehanim carried it. Says the Ramban, it's not true, because in a Hanami the Kehanim could carry it, but they're just carrying it with Teiris Levim. The Kehanim could also be, I have a Teiris Levim. It's not Avodas Kuhuna, it's Avodas HaLevim that the Kehanim are doing, and therefore, says the Ramban, the Kehanim are also going to have this soul of Shloshim V'chamishim. And he says, he speaks out that Aaron Mishnah is a Chayim first, not like that, Mishnah is a first, that a Kohen doesn't have a psul, Shonim, he says that a Kohen that's doing Avodas HaKohuna. But over here we're talking about a Kohen doing Avodas HaLeviyah, and therefore says the Ramban, even if the Rambam will be right, that the mitzvah switched over now to Kohanim, and the din Leviyah was only the Shah, Afal Pikain would still be Kayim the din of Layavid Oid. And he argues in the Rambam, besides that, he says it's not true, it was never the Shtana to Avodas HaKohanim, it remains the Leviyah. It remains that the Leviyah have to carry it. And the Ramban speaks out Teich Dvarov that if someone could come along at Taita that maybe Bizmei Yeshio, the Aron was Nignas, so they wouldn't have to carry the Aron anymore. So says the Ramban, that's not a reason why the mitzvah should be bottled, that's just that the Metzias of the Metzias won't be Kayim anymore. But that's not a reason why the mitzvah should be bottled. If it happens so to be, it's not Negeah. But Hamia, since the mitzvah Be'etzim is here, there's no medina, a reason why the mitzvah stops, that wouldn't be a reason not to count the mitzvah on the minyan on mitzvahs. And he says, also, the chayyur, we would need it, that the mechomis, the melech of Mashiach is going to make, maybe we'll carry the aron with us, like they did in other mechomis, and therefore says the Ramban, the chayyur should be a mitzvah of doimis. Now the Briska Rav, in Mechtovim, at the end of his sefer, he discusses the shittas HaRambam. And he says, that it could be the Rambam learned, that is bottle this mitzvah, is, he brings a pasuk, he says, that when the Beis HaMikdash, when the building of the Beis HaMikdash happened, so from then on, it was bottled the inyan on the Siyas HaMikdash. From the binyan HaMishkan, till they came to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaLamim, says the Briska Rav, there was a din in the Siyas HaMikdash. In the Midbar, they constantly carried it, and other times there's other places where they had to carry it. But once they came to the Beis HaLamim, and he brings a pasuk, that Vayishkin Mishalayim Ad La'ilam, Vagam Laviim Ein Losis HaMishkam as Kol Keil HaMidasai. And he says, I came to the Yishalayim Ad La'ilam. They came to Beis HaLamim, where it says Ad La'ilam, which is a place where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built forever. So then there's no more, it was Pakat Adin of Masa HaMikdash. And therefore, he says, even though the Ramban says it'll be again in the seal of Maisa Mashiach, the Rambam holds that once they came to Beis HaLamim, there's no more din masa of Amikdosh. Now, says the Brisk Rav that the Chayyur is a very nice pshat, but we find all over that there was a din of Siyas Ha'arin. All different places, there was places of a Siyas Ha'arin. But says the Brisk Rav, if you look in the Psukim and Ekev, there's a new din called the Siyas Ha'arin. It's a whole new halacha. It has nothing to do with the din of the Siyas HaMikdosh. The Siyas HaMishkan, with Chol Kelov. That's not the din. There's another new parsha in Parshas Eikav called the Nesiyas Ha'arin. And of the other pasuk says, "Be'esi Yehivda Hashem Hashavit Levi Losis Arin Bris Hashem." It's a whole new halacha. And he goes on to say that this halacha is not even nothing to do with the Arin of the Kli HaMikdash. He says, even if you have an Arin, it's not me the Kli HaMikdash. He says the Arin that had it at the Shivri Luchas that also went out to Melchama, that also had a din Nesiyah B'Shavit Levi. Even though it didn't have Bechlal, it could be it didn't have a Teres Kli Mikdash Bechlal. The Din of Siyas Ha'arin is a whole new Din Bechlal. And therefore says the Brisk Rav, that the Rambam holds that the Siyas Ha'arin is a mitzvah per Kayhanim. And the Baz B'tama, Chalila, how could we say that it's a shtar of the mitzvah? He says it's not the shtar of any mitzvah. The Din of the Masa, of the Mikdash, that's for Leviim. Mashiach, the Din of the Masa, of the Ha'arin, that's Hivda Hashem and Shevet Levi, not Dafku Leviim. The Shevet of Levi. Kayhanim also Nechlan Shevet Levi. And therefore, nothing was ever in the Shtana, and that was a mitzvah on the Siyas Ha'arin. And therefore, says the Briska Rav, once they came to Beis HaLamim, so now the Beis HaLamim means that now the Beis HaMikdash was in a Mokim Kavua, like the Psukim and Tanakh say, and therefore there's no more Masa. But says the Briska Rav, that's only klape the halacha of the Siyas HaMishkan, Mashiach in the Din, of a kosev yisoh, that the Rambam brings, that the mitzvah of doiris, that the orin has to be nisa b'kosev. And of that is not said b'chlal the din of l'yavid oid. The din of l'yavid oid is only a din in the Levim's mitzvah of the Siyas HaMikdash, and that was batal midina, says the Brisker Rav, when they came to Beis HaLamim, and that's why the Rambam holds not a mitzvah of doiris, and that's why the Rambam is not moinit, but minyan mitzvahs. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a brice, so tadar abaron, ish mizaracho deiraisa, bikan omer abelazar, kotab pasal avoidav, afidu tam. The kotas pasal avoido meimis akash avoido mishiyavi shtei cyrus, but he brings shtei cyrus. So the achroinim the mechas baruch in tzibur gibbles is kasha that luchayra a katan has a psul of misasik. If you look back in chulin daf yibeza bebez teisves the beramaschel Katan Yeshlay Machshava in the Machshava. Taisa speaks out that a katan that does avoida, even though avoida there's no problem of the shma, but there's a psul of misasik. A katan and shchita is going to be possible, but this is a psul of misasik. So ask the Birchas Baruch in Cain, why do I need a special pasuk over here? Ish mizarocha dafka when he's an ish. Before he's an ish, he's going to be possible. Even without a pasuk, I know misfar that he's going to be pasul because a katan, since he doesn't have das, his maisa remains like a misatzik, like Kesa says earlier, and therefore we already know that misatzik is pasul. We have pasukah that misatzik is pasul. I don't need a new pasuk that a katan is pasul avid. Then the Mechas Baruch over there brings another kasha. He asks it on his own, but Reb Kiv Eger in Shuvas in Tanida in Sibet Sabach Dalad, he also heard his kasha that Lachayra the Mishnah. In B'chayris, the Mishnah that Bebei brings a psul of Chayrish and Shaita. that a chayush and shaita is pasul avoidah because they are not shava bizarre shal arin. There's a psul of eda shava bizarre shal arin, and therefore chayush and shaita is pasul avoidah. As from kivega, why don't you need to do did of chayush and shaita of eda shava bizarre shal arin? It's bash over there that it's not going to be ma'akav avoidah. It could be, it would be the avoidah, but the evidence would be kosher. It's not mechal avoidah. As from kivega, it should be pasul that it's pasul. Not me did any mumin, me did any problems of eda shava bizarre shal arin. Typically, that he's that a chayush and shaita is meis rebates of a sasik. It's a kivegis kash, which the Mechas Baruch also asks. Therefore, the Mechas Baruch says a teretz that the psalm is asik is only by shchita. Psalm is asik, like more big drush, is only by shchita, and therefore the drush, the psalm is only by shchita. What's with the other avodas hakarban? That is no psalm is asik. The psalm is asik is only by shchita, not by other avodas, and therefore that's where it's the geya says the Mechas Baruch the psalm katan. And who I think that will be the answer to the kivegis kasha. That's why I need a new psalm of cherish shchita of edus shalom bezayir shal arayin in a chanami shchita. It's pashit that they're pasul for. So Geya, the psul's anyhow, normally we're talking, the psul of Bob is talking about the other avoidus, that psul shchita. Shchita is anyhow about Bob's kasha for. And therefore, it's the Geya, for the other avoidus, that's what is a din, that's what we need to, this halach of Chayesh and Shaitim, so it would be the psul besasik in the Shara avoidus. If you look at Rechaim Oizer, in Chelik Beis, in Sibid Dalit, he also discusses this kasha. And he writes that in a chadami, this is going to be the tarot, like the Birchas Baruch. The psul besasik is only by shchita. Well, Chazayin Ish, we have it printed by us in Sefer Chazayin Ish. It's Vachim Sibach Chaf Oisir Aleph. But it seems that the Chazayin Ish already had written in the Knesset Yisrael back a Oris on this a log Arichas to argue with Reb Chaim Oizer, discuss his kasha to say different derutzim. He didn't write it Mishmoy. You see from Reb Chaim Oizer in Chelek Gimel Sibidur Beis writes back Harava Mistater Mipi Ashmua. Keeps writing over and over that the Rav that's speaking me Piyah Shmua that was Mistata that it was hiddenly wrote to him. You see the Arocha the Reb Chaim Oizer had for what he stood that the person that was writing to him was the Adam Gadol. But Kapanim, he didn't know who was writing to him. He wrote me Piyah Shmua. It seems that Chazanish already wrote this Arichas to Reb Chaim Oizer. But Kapanim, what we have in front of us in the Simen, in Zvachim, he argues on the Reb Chaim Oizer and on the Michas Baruch. And he says that no, the Psol, this Asik is not Dafka and Shchit, it's in all Avodis. And he discusses how exactly where the Bakor is, which is Pashat, the Pasuk is only for Shchita. And he brings a complicated raya from Rabbanim Machamis and Rosh Hashanah. He holds that the Rabbanim Machamis Rosh Hashanah is a furish, the Psalm Asik is not Dafka and Shchita. If you look at Reb Chaim Oizer over there in Chelek Gimel, he argues on the raya from the Ramban. See, the Grachal Shas also brings this raya like with Chazanish, but the Reb Chaim Oizer has a way to learn the Ramban differently that shouldn't be a raya. Kapanim, that's the Zabachlik is Chazanish, Reb Chaim Oizer. If there's a Psalm Asik, in all avodas also. So now it says Reb Chazon Ish, how am I going to answer this kasha? Reb Kaveger's kasha, Mechayim Mechas Baruch's kasha. How are we going to answer this kasha? So he says, if you look at Taisus over there in your Beis Amabeis, the long Taisus over there in the sugya of Maisa Katon, he says the Taisus is Masber that there's three dargis. The whole din of Maisa Muchach is B'Teich Mashavta. It means that the Maisa is not so Muchach. It says Taisus, if the Maisa is clear in his Maisa, what his Machshava is, so says the Taisus over there. Of course, the Katon's Machshava would work. And therefore says the Chazon Ish, and the Hechatipsu or Katon will go ahead and do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, be Loivish Bikdei Kuna, and go in and make a Maisa Avodah, so then it will be Muchach Gomer, says the Chazon Ish, that this, I'm doing the Shem Avodah, that he tried to do Avodah, and it wouldn't be Misasik. Not every Maisa Katon, says the Chazon Ish, would have to be Misasik. And that's why I need a special miyut over here, because in a Chanami, normally if a Katon just goes ahead and does Avodah, maybe it will be Misasik. But in a case where he makes it clear, 100% clear, where there's no suffix that he's trying to do Aveda, then of course a Maisa Katan could have it in Maisa, and won't have it in Misasik. And the Reb Chaim Oizer over there in Chelek Gimel, and Simon Abayz is Chaylik, and he says, not true. A Katan's Maisa B'Teich Mashavta has to be that the Maisa alone, he brings the Mishkas Yaakov, writes this already, has to be that in the Maisa Minei Ubei, it's Buchach his Machshav. The fact that a Katan makes a lot of Achanas beforehand, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Levishas Bigdei Kuna, and things like that, that's not enough to establish that the Maisa is a Maisa Muchachas B'Teich Machshavta, Nof Muchach B'Teich Machshavta, to have it in Maisa, that a Katan's Maisa should work, and therefore says the Chaim Oizer argues, and he says that every single Maisa Katan automatically is going to be a Misasik. Now the Chazon Ish goes on and says another Teretz, and he says, there'll be Negea, the Psol, by Oymen Al-Gabov. Tzarchin, Shaita, Shaita L'Chayr, doesn't work on Oymen Al-Gabov. Kapanim, a Gadol Oymen Al-Gabov, the Sugi and Gittin, Dafchav Gimel. The Gemara was there over there before that there's such a thing called a katan eimen al gabav. Even though a katan is puzzle, because even as I get, if the gadol is eimen al gabav, so then he can make it lishma. And therefore, says the Chazanish will be negated psul katan. If there's a gadol eimen al gabav, the gadol eimen al gabav, that makes it not misasik. Now the Chav Oizer writes back to him that this is not a good teretz in the Shittas Rambam. The Shittas Rambam does not hold a gadol eimen al gabav works. He says it only works for the Teufis, for the Drabbanan take a part of the get, for the Rais take a part of the get, Gadol Eimen HaGalav doesn't work. And therefore says the Reb Chaim Moshe that this Teretz is not going to work in Shittas HaRamba. Now if you look at the Grach HaLashas, he also assumes like the Chazanish, that there's a Psul B'Asik and all other Avodas. He brings the Chazanish's Raya from the Rabbanan Melchames and Rosh Hashanah. And he says a different Teretz. He says that Rashi and Chulin over there on the Afi Beis and Beis, Rashi learns that the problem of the katan is because he doesn't have lishma. It's not lishma. So the Taisa over there asks, l'chayra, what do you mean stam is lishma? So Taisa says that no, the problem is that it's misasik. So says Reb Chaim that Rashi also learned that the paslus is misasik. Rashi also agrees that Taisa's paslus is misasik. Because Rashi holds that the problem of misasik, what's the problem of misasik? Misasik makes it, it's not enough of a siya to have the din of stam lishma. That if I make a siya, a regular person that makes a siya in a carbon, automatically the fact that he did a good maisa avayit in the carbon, he did a maisa bekavon in the carbon, that in his maisa it's be nichla the din lishma, be din the din of stam lishma. Masha ain't came when a cotton does the maisa, a cotton doesn't have the right kavonis, cousins don't have a din kavanah, so his din ma'isa has a din misasik ba'alma. So when a ma'isa avoided misasik ba'alma doesn't have the din in its stam lishma. In the Chanami, Rashi also, when he said the problem is lishma, also only was because the cousins ma'isa had a problem of misasik. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, Im Kain comes out that the psul misasik in Chanami, it's true that it's in all avoiders, but it's only in the din lishma. In avoided it, you wouldn't need lishma. Kugoy says Reb Chaim, Hatovas Haneiris. But there's no din l'shma and atavas haneiris, maybe true misadeshen also, such avoidus, in a chanami, then there wouldn't be any problem of a katan. The whole problem of a katan, in a chanami, the problem is misasik. There's a problem of misasik in a katan, but that problem of misasik is only a problem where there's a din l'shma. And therefore says Reb Chaim, that would be the answer, that's why our Gemara needs a new pasuk of Ishmi Zaracha, to pass out even avoidus that don't have a din l'shma. Like atavas haneiris, that's why I need to have a new pasuk. If you look, and the Aris of Rebbe Yashav, he says another teretz. He says it'll be the gift for the din shmira. The halach is a kehanim. It's a din shmira that the kehanim have to be shomer in certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says the chayr over there wouldn't apply. There's no maisa avoid over there that bechlal. There's in the gift the din of misasik. And therefore the chayr katan should be kosher for shmira. Seems he brings the kasef bishah that holds the maisa katan is kosher for shmira. He says, if we go not like the Kesef Mishnah, it's possible, Ham Mia, we see from the Kesef Mishnah that he holds me svar that he would be kasha for Shmira, and therefore that's why over here I would have to have Xeris HaKasov that a kotter is Eine Roi Va'avoido.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.